power of goal setting. You know, any success program that I've ever had the good fortune to go through, whether it be a good book, a good set of tapes, a good seminar, almost every single one talks about the power of goal setting. Why? Because it's a fundamental key to all lifelong success plans you could possibly imagine. The challenge, of course, is we hear it so often, we tend to take it just a little bit for granted, don't we? I mean, get yourself on the point where you've heard it so often, you go, please don't talk about goal setting. You know, I know all about it. Yes, I should make sure my goals are stated in the positive. Yes, I should write them down. Yeah, I know all that stuff. Come on. But you know what? You got to be careful not to get caught in that trap called the law of familiarity. You know, where you get so used to it, you begin to take it just a little bit for granted. Because fundamentals have to be practiced daily. Hey, think about the greatest coaches that you can think of in sports history. Names that come up for me are names like Vince Lombardi, for example, or John Wooden. What were they known most for? Teaching fundamentals to people that were already the best at what they do. I mean, think about it. John Wooden would take a basketball player, a kid who is the best in the world at what he does virtually, at least for his age group, and he can make a shot from virtually anywhere, and he'd go, that's really cute, kid. Get over here, and I want you to shoot 400 free throws. And kid says, I can do that. He said, yeah, well, let's see you do it. Or come over here, and I want to see you shoot 500 bank shots from 5 feet. Well, I can do that, the kid would say. He goes, yeah, I know you can do it, and you're going to do it every day this many times so that you do it in the key clutch moments. You got to practice fundamentals every day. He won 11 consecutive national championships, unlike any team in history. That's the power of fundamentals. So anytime I do a workshop, anytime I try and do tapes, usually I put a goal-setting workshop in there. And some of them have some similarities. So if you've done one with me before, here's a chance to do it again and do it even more effectively. Invariably, when I hear people say something like, well, teach me something new, I know they aren't into mastery. Because repetition, again, is the mother of skill. You've heard me say that over and over again. It's because if you want to master anything, you've got to do it over and over and over again. And every time I do a goal-setting workshop myself, I obviously make new distinctions. I set up some new goals. They change. So don't take it for granted and say, well, I can do that some other time. I already know my goals. Don't get caught in that hook. Break through the bonds of your past and look at the world in a whole new way where you understand fundamentals must be practiced daily and you'll do whatever it takes. You're not bored by fundamentals. You get excited about doing the daily things that create the ongoing level of happiness and joy you want for a lifetime. Now, let's take a quick look. What is the power of goals? Why do we talk about them so much? Why do we need to use them? Why are they important? Answer, with goals, we create the future in advance. We create our destiny. We shape our lives. Hey, we all have goals, whether we know it or not. The problem is some people have really lousy goals. And whatever your goals are, they're affecting you. Maybe your goals are to get through this day. Maybe the goals are how to pay the lousy bills. The problem with goals like that is they don't exactly inspire you and get you to jump out of bed early in the morning and say, I can't wait to go out today and pay my lousy bills. Rarely does that really create emotion and drive inside of you. Goals can create the power to make us grow and expand and develop our success. But we've got to have something out there that's compelling enough to draw us forth. Done properly and specifically, they transform our lives. One of my best and favorite examples is a study that was done in 1953 at Yale University. What they did there was an intensive study where they interviewed the graduating class just before they left school. And they asked them a whole series of questions, but the one that was most interesting for me was, they asked them, how many of you have a clear, specific set of goals with a written plan for their achievement? Well, interestingly enough, as you might guess, less than 3% had a set of written goals with a plan. 20 years later, in 1973, they went back and interviewed the surviving class members of the class of 53, and they interviewed these people to find out what were their lives like. Well, the interesting thing was the 3% that had written goals that specifically had a plan for their attainment appeared to be happier, more well-adjusted, more excited about their life as a whole. But see, those things are subjective. The one thing that's very measurable is this. The group of people who had written goals were worth more in financial terms than the entire other 97% that didn't have goals combined. Think about that. That's the power of goal setting.